Christians would like that, but the majority of the American population say, well, you're a fucking idiot. Now, you are quite confident that Darwin is really a misguiding concept, correct?
Correct. That's correct. Because basically, it would be the other way. The monkey came from a human. They fucked up and fell so far that the human became a jackass. You've met some jackasses before, haven't
That's
you?
That's your devolution.
And you've met.
So you're saying nature.
And then there's some assholes.
Okay, all right. Let me say what you're saying, then you can correct it.
Okay.
Humans created nature. Then we watch nature devolve.
Uh-huh.
And we see that whatever was before the apes became apes, and then they became baboons, and then lemurs, and then, what, smaller things? Or they just die off?
They go all the way back to the esoteric sludge. They go all the way back to the amoeba in the pond, and that's where you come back to, and that's what you're turning into now. So now you have a world full of one-celled organisms with really stumpy telomeres.
Okay, so then the Christian idea of creation, you don't agree with that either.
Well, that's real easy. We don't care if we agree with it or not. It's not the point. The Christian just says you're fucked and Jesus got to come save you, and the man something around is going to come get you, and Jesus, who bit it, he wasn't good enough to stay here. He had to go leave and go somewhere else and get his shit straightened up so he could come back and get his withered bride. And my, Miss American Pie drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. The good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, just like the people on the show right now. This will be the day that I die. And then the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, they took the last train for the coast. And it was over.
All right.
You have to wait
Scott,
until something comes and grabs
you. Scott, you cannot go on to game B, and you don't have to be a Christian, but you can't say Darwin is fucked up, all right? Because then you'll be kicked out, right? So you see how it's modern dogma, ideology that we're up against, and it's not working with anybody's ideology.
The Scopes trial was valid.
How is it valid? In what sense?
Well, the judgment was the case that you didn't come from a monkey's butt.
Oh, the Scopes trial, Darwin lost in that?
No, he should have. He won, but he should have lost at that. Well, that's right.
Okay, what happened, Scott? Do you know? I don't know what happened. Somebody, who won? the Christian or the Darwinist? Who won?
Well, I thought Darryl won, didn't he?
Well, was he a Darwinist?
Yeah, Darryl was the defender of Darwinism, and I thought he won that case.
Yeah, because then that made education go towards Darwin, right? So you agree that should be won?
Darryl was the creationist, and I think William Jennings Bryan was the creationist, and Darryl was evolution. Yeah.
Yeah, and Bryant lost. So, Ion, you agree with the judgment that the Darwinist should win?
No, Ion? not that they should have won. All we said was that John Thomas Scopes' trial was valid. It was the right condition. It was the right thing to discuss. But the whole
tell us what was discussed.
Both
we don't know anything
wrong.
About it. Or what did Scopes propose and what happened to him?
He was teaching evolution in the great state of Tennessee. 1925. You were 3 fucking years old, Bob, and you were probably sitting on the front pew trying to raise hell about it. And then basically said, they come in and said, you motherfucker, you're not going to teach this. And then that's when you got William Jennings Bryan and Clarence Darrow. Remember Clarence Darrow?
Yeah.
D-A-R-R-O-W. Okay. So the point was, he was saying, I'm teaching this because I believe it's right. Well, they went to the trial to say, no, it's not right. It was out of bounds. It was, you were not going to be able to do this. And that was the one that we're not saying who won or who didn't win. We're saying that the Scopes trial was an appropriate conversation, but he would have been fine if he hadn't had it in reverse. And that part.
No. So what happened? Did Scope win?
Yeah. Emily,
he was allowed to teach. He was allowed to teach, okay?
Yeah.
So I want to know the basic what happened. So he was allowed to teach, and what are you saying about that? That was the correct judgment?
No.
Stop. We got to hear what Ion, we have to find out what Ion's basic point is. I don't know what it is. He's about ready to tell me. I don't know what he says about Scope. I don't care what you say yet, Scott. I want to find out what Ion says. He said stuff was great. Now I want to know what was great, Ion. No, don't go on, Scott. Look, okay. Let's find out what Ion says about the fucking trial and the fact. I don't know what he's saying. Are you saying it was great that this guy Scope could teach Darwin, Ion? Is that what you're saying?
No. We're saying that what he was teaching was exactly wrong, inappropriate. So he shouldn't have been able to teach
it. Wait, Mr. Sill, did you say inappropriate or appropriate?
It is, was not
you got to get every word.
Wrong.
Did you say, okay, why was it wrong?
Because it was exactly in reverse. The man didn't come from monkeys.
You're giving your opinion. Did Scope fucking win?
Yes. And Brian.
No, I want to see what happened.
That's what I'm saying is that Scope actually lost the case in a legal sense, but he was only fined a dollar. And he was able to go on and teach. In other words, it was a formal. I think it was a formal loss, but an informal victory or something like that. I can't remember for sure. I may be wrong. But
was he able to go on teaching?
Died.
Let's establish that.
Yeah.
Did he fucking teach? Okay,
yeah.
He was okay. And so what was all the noise about? They had to say that he was wrong. What was he wrong about?
It was against the Christian belief system. And what he was teaching was exactly backwards.
Backwards to Christianity. Ion, are you saying backwards to Christianity? Okay, so what about it? You're saying the Christians are right. They can't have a guy competing with Christianity. You're agreeing with the Christians.
Yeah, and then the William Bryan.
You are.
Here's the fallout. Here's the fallout of this thing. William Bryan was smoked and died 5 days after the trial.
So what? Okay, you bring in superstition or theories. Look, why are you saying that Scope was fucking wrong? Because you're a Bible thumper?
It's reverse. It's in reverse.
What's
Scope?
No, you gotta tell me what's reversed. Darwin reverses what?
What Scope was teaching. He was teaching.
Are you saying that he was teaching Darwin wrong?
Yes, Darwin was in reverse. That's the whole point.
This guy didn't know his Darwinism. I think that's what you're trying to say, right?
Does anybody know that? Deuteronomy did.
I bet you he taught Darwin correct. I don't know why you're saying he taught wrong Darwin. You can't bring in the facts here. We're trying to establish what happened and what you're saying about it without you bringing in your fucking truth. What is Scopes, he was found guilty of being an unchristian, but he was allowed to teach. Why was he allowed to teach?
Because they said they couldn't argue with his logic, which was found in the correct premise, but it was in the incorrect order.
Okay, so why did the Christians let him continue teaching?
They didn't.
Okay.
He just wasn't prevented from teaching. I don't know.
He taught somewhere. He went somewhere, right? Taught somewhere. Yeah. It didn't affect his life. It was a lot of noise, and he just carried on. And yet somebody made a story out of it.
It was a settled issue between teaching theology and then the difference against modern science. Well, modern science, that's ridiculous in and of itself. It's about like having the witch doctor rub a nickel over your head to see if you're dead or not. You know, it's stupid shit.
Look, we know you don't think much of science. Okay. Now, so I don't know what you're saying. Look, you think you know what the facts are, and Darwin's not the facts. Neither is Christianity. So you're saying they're all cursing all their houses. What would you teach?
First Amendment.
If you had access to the school system, you would teach
First
ascension,
Amendment.
Right?
The First Amendment.
Allow anybody to teach whatever they want.
God,
so
damn,
I don't even know.
Beautiful. Why are we saying words and you keep saying other words?
I'm trying to find out what you meant by First Amendment. You mean freedom of speech.
We didn't say anything about freedom of speech. We said the First Amendment.
Well, what is the First Amendment?
Doesn't matter. That's just what we would teach.
No, you tell me what you think it is that you would teach. What does the First Amendment say?
That the monkey trial was overturned on a technicality. And it laid unresolved until 1968, when an Arkansas law on the grounds it violated the First Amendment. And that's why it got wrong, was because of the First Amendment. So if you said, what would we have them teach? We would have them teach the First Amendment. And that
what is the First fucking Amendment? Then define your terms. What is the First Amendment, according to you?
That you can be God.
That's not written in there.
Read it. Read the
bylines. It says that you can, have the right to speak.
Read the bylines.
Isn't that what the First Amendment is, Scott? The right to speak?
That's what God has the ability, the right to speak.
Okay.
Freedom of the press, right to peaceably assemble.
Yeah.
Right to petition the government.
You could call that being a God.
Yeah,
we have a right to be God. I can see where the translation works. You know, the right to be a God. Everybody has a right to be God. And the right to speak and express themselves.
Carolyn didn't ask anybody what they thought. She exercised her right, First Amendment. And there was ramifications, goddammit. There's ramifications. It didn't make any difference. That was her right. It didn't have anything to do with the fucking Scopes trial or the Supreme Court or the sinister ministers or the lines and spaces and the ips and the hups and the hoops and the hicks and the hucks and the hicks.
He left.
And it didn't do with all that. That was the point. And if the First Amendment allows you to be God, then that's what
Yeah. Okay, so tell her. I don't know why we got into Scopes trial. It didn't get anywhere. So we got to a new idea. The actual First Amendment is your right to be a God.
The Scopes trial said that the monkeys ate the oranges and went and shit the seed somewhere else, and then they made their own trees. And that proved
When you originally said the Scopes trial was right, I think you said that. I don't know what you mean. I don't know what you say was correct. That he was guilty. He was wrong.
Okay,
you agree with that?
You need to shut up. Time for you to shut up and listen to somebody else speak besides you. Just a moment. Now, what we said was that the premise that brought forth the litigation, the trial, was proper. It was proper for it to be heard.
What was it? What was the fucking premise?
The difference between teaching theology and science. The words that he was teaching were not correct, but he should have had the right to teach it, but it was overturned on a technicality. The point is that if someone's teaching something that's wrong, it's correct for it to be held in the courts to be challenged. That's all this is. That's what God can do, is can challenge.
What was he teaching wrong?
He was saying that monkeys brought forth human beings.
Evolution. Well, everybody agrees with that now. Back then, the Christians were dominating.
No, they do not. Shit, they do.
They do.
They most certainly do not. That's ridiculous.
They shut down fucking websites that promote anti-Darwinism. Is what
that's
Google, Twitter, and Facebook do.
Well, they stick things up their bums, too, but that doesn't make it a good idea.
Yeah, you can object to it, but we're just establishing what happened.
Don't object. So, therefore, we would teach the First Amendment. The First Amendment would allow them to say what they say, you see. Whatever that
yes.
is.
But now, when you say it was overturned, I don't know which way it was turned. Like, what was established, and then what was overturned?
Then, basically, that you have to have equal time. If you teach theology, you got to teach monkey butt isms.
That's what they decided, and made him a bit guilty because he wasn't included in Christianity.
68, he was dead in the sack of hammers, Bob, so it really didn't make any difference. 1968.
I know, but it was overturned 68 or in 25?
2068. It was originally...
was found guilty and fined $100 in 1925, yeah.
What was he guilty of?
Of breaking the Butler Act, and the Butler Act said that you can't teach evolution in public schools. This is an act in Tennessee.
How come they do teach it today? They couldn't teach it until 68 when it got overturned.
Well, they could teach it in other states, I think. And maybe the Butler Act was changed, I don't know, but I mean, it was a state law that he was guilty of infringing, and so I think there was probably a federal case where they said that you have to teach,
Equal.
I never heard that. Did you ever hear that? Did you take that in college? Did you get both sides?
You were in fucking Canadian land. You weren't in where real people live. You can't be responsible.
I didn't go to university, Bob. So I don't know what they fucking did. Okay,
well, that's a good thing. So, that's a good thing. They didn't talk about.
Yeah, I know it was a good
university
thing.
University either. So,
but let's okay. I don't know where we got. I don't know why we can't come to fucking knowing something about this. Yeah, we don't. It's all mixed up. It's got your opinions, Scott's opinions.
Monkeys eat the oranges and they shit the seeds somewhere else and it makes orange trees. That's all you figured out. And Scopes was wrong to bring it up.
Did humans evolve? Or is that time? No. And they don't.
They only devolved. They've only devolved, and that's why you got more and more and more and more of them.
Okay.
Noah really goes against LaRouche.
LaRouche says there has to be more and more people, but he's advocating devolution.
What about that? But the reason there has to be more and more and more and more to show you how many more and more and more and more and more double helix strands you can have and still be a little man.
Okay, what does that mean? You're saying that we make more people. And that's devolution, but it does show us that we got more strands. Now, how does that connect?
Yeah.
Well, let me ask, where are the strands?
Yeah, but how come? Why do we leave that hanging? There's a simple fucking statement. We can't even get a decision on that. What the fuck did Ian just say? More and more people are happening. That's devolution. But that proves that we have more and more double helix strands. How does that prove double helix strands increased?
Genealogy.
By having more and more people and devolving.
Where are the strands? Are the strands in the nucleus of the cell?
The nucleotide, yes, in each chromosome inside the cell.
So you made a statement like every other statement that doesn't make any sense, Ion, in any, I don't know what sense, other than I don't need a mind to follow what you're saying. It's bullshit what you're saying because it's mind stuff. So, let's agree it's bullshit and then try to make sense within the bullshit. And how to increasing double helix strands, which nobody's doing, unless they take our products, Lee, to more people.
A nucleotide, nucleotides are molecules consisting of a nucleoside and a phosphate group. They are the basic building blocks of DNA and RNA.
Right.
They're organic molecules that serve as the monomer
units. What's that got to do with anything, Scott? What's your point?
The answer to the question.
Are you illustrating that you agree with Ion that more and more people is against Lelouch's position and we're fucking up humanity by having more and more people? That's what Ion said.
Well, yeah, sure. Well, we're not.
What? How's that? Well, then he connects it to increasing 144,000 double H strand. Well, what's the connection?
Well,
they're saying that
we reproduce because we're fallen.
Right.
Or
what are you saying,
Ion? The point is when everybody dies, those cells, all those strands that are destroyed, like oranges on the tree, that the monkeys will come and eat the oranges and shit them somewhere, and they'll all be one big 144,000 oranges in one tree, and there'll be, you don't have to have as many orange trees, and you won't have as many monkeys eating your asshole to get the seeds to make more orange.
I don't know what you mean. Look, an ascended person gets a lot of double helix strands. What's that got to do with people devolving? Don't bring
They're
in the orange bullshit.
They're going to die.
No, who's going to? The devolvers are going to die, and the three people who are getting more double helix strands aren't going to die.
That's correct.
What's that got to do with your statement that devolution leads to more and more ascended people?
Didn't say that. It said it gave to more and more double helix strands. The number of double helix strands that are on the earth will be decided by how many people fall. The Deuteronomy, when they give the list of which one, the genealogy of this one begat that one, begat that one, begat that one, was so you could trace the bloodline all the way back to Coathanites, you Coathanites, you motherfucker, back to the Coathanites. So you have to have a clear stream from the end to the beginning. You're going backward. You're going from Revelation to the Genesee. So you have all these strands that will keep dividing themselves out, replicating.
Where are they dividing? Where are they doing this dividing? Because they're not happening in the devolved humans. They got no double helix strands happening.
You take a zygote and you take some sperm and an egg and you whip them up in a Kool-Aid pack, stir it up in a Kool-Aid pack and slam it up against the uterus. The little thing seals off so no more junk can get in there. And you're not the load that your mama should have swallowed that sticks to the uterus and it grows. And then it makes this
And then a fucking human comes out and devolves. And they don't grow the double helix strands. So where are these double helix strands growing?
Fuck, listen. When that
I defy anybody to come in here, Marguerite or anybody, and try to make sense out of what I am saying.
It's a replication of the two that made it.
Where does that happen? Where does that happen?
When they fuck. When they fuck.
No. Look, we all got double helix strand 2. That's all we got, 1 or 2. And you take our product and you go towards getting 144,000. How does a couple people making 144,000 increase the double helix strands on the fucking planet?
No.
To other people.
Double helix strand doesn't. It's an example of your de-evolution. It's going out further and further and further.
What's an example? We're talking about the expansion of double strands. That's not an example of de-evolution. De-evolution is people who don't have expanded strands.
But you have the greater number of those devolved. That's the point.
Yeah, you got a lot more devolved people who are all going to die. How does that translate into increased double helix strands?
It gives you the example of how you can have that many strands, double helix strands, period.
Doesn't it predict how many you're going to die relative to how many you're not going to die?
It would if you had the number on the earth, and they seem to be able to count that really close. They can tell how many are here, how many are alive, how many are going to be born, not going to be born, and how it all goes.
Who can do that?
Amazing.
Who can do that?
The Googler.
Who say?
The Googler knows. The Googler
oh,
knows.
Yeah. Look, there's not one person here who can explain and make sense of what you're fucking saying, which doesn't make any fucking sense. You're leaving out sentences. You're leaving out words to connect. Devolution is what happened to everybody, and that's bad. And there's this good thing of expanding your double experience that happened to three people. What does that have to do with the dying people?
It represents the number of double helix.
What represents? Don't you? What represents?
The number of humans with one DNA strand.
Yeah, a whole bunch of them are going to die. Now, you say it, those fucking doomed people represent what?
The representation of those double helix strands in the Earth.
No, they die. So they're representing those that have double helix strands and die? That's what they are.
Yeah.
Not representing anything. They are that.
They're the oranges.
No, they're not. They're people who die. And now you're saying that helps the three people who are growing double, 144,000 double helix strands. You're not connecting one scenario with the other.
Don't have to.
Yes, you do. If you want to, if you, you're not making a point, then what is your fucking
point?
Yeah, no, don't start saying that. You did have a point. You spoke as if you had a point.
You didn't. All we're saying is you didn't come out of a monkey's butthole. That's it.
Where do we come from?
God. You were God. You are God.
And what's that? That's us. According to your definition, that's us. We came from ourselves.
That's correct. And we can prove that if we step all the way back from you, all the way back to Adam, we can prove that you are indeed God.
You're well, how do you prove that?
His own image.
How are you going to demonstrate
you'll
that?
You'll have 144,000 double helix strands.
How do we know we have that? Who's going to measure it and prove it?
You'll know. Ask Carolyn. She'll help you with it.
Oh, no, she doesn't know. And I've asked her many times. She doesn't know. We don't have the technology to know. Now, we might look ascended and all that shit, but what technology is going to measure it?
Stop. Your blood, the change in your blood.
Yeah, and they're going to call that, the salvage is going to call that a fucking disease. You've said that.
Well, so what?
I said the blood.
Good. Good. Maybe they'll make some chemotherapy that'll even push it a little further. Beautiful. We think it's great. The answer to cancer.
Okay, so we walk around, we got all this double helix strands. How do you relate that to acquired knowledge and memes about whatever the Bible says or what Darwin says? It doesn't connect. How do you relate it? You got no way to prove it.
Sir, why would they spend all that energy accurately gauging the genealogy from coethanites, Bob? In the
they don't do that. Him. You're talking about the DNA project
they
and
most
they
certainly
track
do.
People back.
They most certainly
They don't know there's any coathanites.
Deuteronomy listed from...
don't quote the Bible. Nobody agrees with
that's
the fucking Bible.
That's what Deuteronomy is, the Bible.
Yeah, and you can't quote them in academia. Oh, you can do it over Jerry Falwell and his university, but nobody else in the other university can acknowledge that.
No, that's Jerry Fartwell. Very lean.
Yeah.
Fartwell.
We're not in the mood for humor. We're trying to make a basic connection of some thought with another thought. I'm dealing with your thought that we're all these increased population is devolution, and somehow then you said, and that proves that people have 144,000 double-headed strands. I don't see how you make one point equal connected to the other scenario.
You haven't answered that. Well, you have to start listening.
I listen all the fucking time. I'm listening to every word you're saying. Right now. Dog, start playing the piano. You fucking asshole. Look at that. That little kid takes the ball and goes home. Let me see what's going on.
Well, so let me ask.
Let's unmute a few fuckers, and
okay.
Let's see what the peanut gallery's thinking. Okay, Alyssa, am I making any sense, Alyssa, in my complaint? Am I making any sense? my complaint, Alyssa? Jesus Christ, fuck you. Fuck you. You're too noisy. You're fucked up. Let's go to someone who's got a good phone. Margarita, are you understanding what my objection is? No, you don't know what I'm saying. You don't know. Nobody here knows. Okay. Let's try not Kenley. He doesn't deserve anything. Kenley's a fucking reprobate. And now, what's his name? I just went to get, well, stupid Denny. Fuck that. Okay, here, not you, Denny, but some other guy. Denny, am I making any fucking sense in my objection to Ion's thinking? Denny.
This is Denny. I got Chuck and Chief unmuted.
No, you're, we hear you.
Yes, this is Denny. This is Denny.
Yeah, we hear you. We hear you!
Yes, good. Yes, you are making sense. Yes, you are not listening. Yes, you are not listening. However, Ion cannot prove that the Goathanites had 144,000 DNA strands. Therefore, because he can't prove it, you're right. He is saying that the humans from the Goathanites gave up their power and
devolved,
yes. And you're saying there's no way that you can prove that. Is that what you're saying?
I don't even know I'm saying that much. I'm just trying to figure out why he says more and more people is devolution, and that fact has something to do with people, three people, getting 144,000 double E strands. What's the connection?
Well, that was kind of a red herring. That was going down a rabbit hole.
It was something he said, and I'm going to stick with something he said, like I've been doing for 22,000 hours. I'm going to say, you say this, what does that mean? How does it relate to anything? So now are you okay, what's your name, Alyssa? Are you clear, fucked up, normal phone?
Maybe.
Have you got a nice phone? That's good. What do you say about this argument?
I don't know what to say about the argument. I get what you're saying, Bob. I'm more interested in asking, do those that die give up their double helix strands for the ascended?
Oh, there you go.
But we don't know what that means. We have to establish a fucking statement that Ion has made a billion statements. Let's find out what one of them might have meant. Because there's a lot of statements made, but we don't know what they mean.
Okay. Doesn't it relate to the junk DNA, quote-unquote junk?
It's very simple. What we said was the number of people who have one double helix, there's enough strand, one strand, in order to have 144,000 in one meat sack body. Because if you couldn't have that in any number of strands, it would be impossible. For example,
I don't know what you mean. Look, it's a simple statement. If you got one strand, you can grow to 144. Okay, I get that. Now, what's that got to do with devolution of little man?
Nothing. The representation is that the number of strands are represented in the number of people, and they're going to die. So it represents that number.
The number of strands is 144,000. That represents that 144,000 people are going to die.
No, if 144,000 people got to die to make one cell.
Why is that? What do you mean? 144,000 little people got to die to make one cell.
It's the representation. Okay, it would be, what if we proved the number of apples on the earth was based on how many apples were made from trees? And then you run it backward. It's the way to run the lineage to tell it started with one apple. And then there's apples everywhere. But you have to prove there were that many apple seeds to make that many apple trees. And it doesn't mean that's how many there are. It means that's how you prove there were this many apple seeds.
Oh, I don't know what you're saying. Your first sentence is incomprehensible. Then you make a bunch of other sentences. Fucking deal over one sentence. You said something about apples. Apples are cause trees.
Yes, they do. Seeds.
Well, they don't. Your original point half an hour ago was that Darwinists say that.
Where do apple trees come from if they don't come from seeds?
Well, where did the fucking apple come from? The first one.
That's Adam. That's right. That's Adam. That's the first one. That's the point. And that's why you have to have this many people to prove that there were this many potential apple trees. Now, when all those are going to be cut down, you're going to go back to the one Adam. Now, there's going to be many that ascend, but that's the genealogy that's being represented.
Nobody here knows what you just said. You said something about apples and they're going to disappear.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Well, you explain it. Alyssa, you fucking explained it. Let's hear you explain it. I'm going to mute Ian so he doesn't interrupt. I want to hear your explanation.
Okay. So the first apple is Adam, and the first apple has seeds inside.
There was no beginning, Alyssa. There was no beginning.
I'm just going with the word problem that they just laid out. They just laid out.
Yeah, hypothetical bullshit. There's no beginning.
He's saying it's a representation.
There was, in Alyssa's mind, a fucking beginning.
He's saying it's a representation of something. So he don't know what it's a representation of. We're trying to understand representation first.
Let me just finish this, and then we can break it apart. So the first apple is Adam. The first apple has a seed, four seeds, or however many an apple has. You use that seed to plant a tree, which then makes a bunch of more apples. And that process continues happening, and there's a bunch of apple trees. All those bullshit apple trees get cut down, and we go back to the original seed and the original apple and the original, quote-unquote, maybe tree.
We just have to destroy everything and have one left and claim that was the beginning.
That's what I'm getting from the analogy, from the word problem analogy.
And what does that tell us? Oh, we got one apple left. Oh, this is the original.
No, that tells us that each of those individuals, if they're going to ascend, have to go back to the origin.
Why do they have to go back? Why do we have to go back to the origin? We're apples. We don't need to become the original apple.
Because that's the essential. We have to. It's like. Well, the analogy I was going to give is like, say you have an O, you have like a circle, and the guy looking at the circle casts a shadow on the circle so that it cuts it off. So he says, no, that's not a circle, that's a C. And so everybody from then on says, yeah, he's right, it's a C because it's not complete. It's not going all the way around because there's this break in it. Only the break is caused by their shadow, which they don't realize.
Okay, let's get a sub-project. Explain what Scott just said. you can't. So that was a bunch
of
nonsense.
Scott is saying we are originally gods. And when you follow my genealogy way back to some ascended continent Yamaka situation, because there's no time and all that bullshit, little man has thought of DNA as a certain thing, a certain concept. They've considered birth a certain concept. They've considered arousal and fucking, what's it called, conception of a human life to be a certain thing. And all that Scott is saying is like a C. It's like not complete. And so as we ascend out of that condition, we forget all that bullshit, but we go through it and cut it up to get to the original. Is that what you're saying, Scott?
Yeah, it's like we think we've cut something real, and all we've done is interfere with ourselves. And so we have to stop interfering, And then we'll see the whole, which is an omega, let's say, or something. That's the analogy.
But so beyond the existential aspects of like how we view ourselves, which is really important, Ion seems to be noting at some sort of quote scientific aperture science thing that will prove ascension through the DNA aspect. And through the Deuteronomy genealogy, like Kyle is reminding on the chat, there's something about how we prove the possibility of getting back to God by confirming that we always were through the genealogy.
So that, yeah, and that sounds like there has to be a certain number of humans on the earth that, when we get to that point, like there's a fixed population that has to exist or we have to reach before we can then make that leap. Is that what he's saying or something like that?
We don't know what he's saying. All I know, I'm going to be fucking here, everybody else will be fucking dead, and I'll say, I stand approved and proven that one can live for a million years. That's what I'm going to do, right? And then people are going to make up theories. How did Bob do it? Oh, he was a Christian. He was a fucking Muslim. He was a friend of Zappa. They're going to make up all these crazy mind ideas. And I'm going to say, yeah, Bob stands proven. But I won't know what it was, but I'll still be here.
The DNA seems to have nothing to do with the mind. The DNA why does the DNA equal mind?
Because your mind is made up of images, and that's an image you have in your mind.
But the DNA can exist without me having an imaging of it. It can be.
How do you know? You got to have an image to know it.
That's kind of like saying
that's irrelevant.
You know,
it doesn't mean anything. We're just trying to get
the mind.
One and one plus one equals what? I'm still trying to get Ion to tell me what one plus one equals, and he's got a million hours of explaining, but he doesn't tell me what it equals, other than ascension.
One.
And I've already done that.
One.
Yeah, one plus one equals one, Alyssa. Trying to get a job with that one. Not that you need a job. If you accept Ion's premises that you don't need a job, then you can go around saying 1 plus 1 equals 1. But if you bring in Eric Weinstein, I'm interested in him trying to figure out that he doesn't and never will understand Ion, but he has to. That's what I'd tell Eric.
Okay, so what if the C was 1 and the little C part that was missing in Scott's analogy is 1? Then 1 plus the little part 1 equals the whole thing 1.
Well, I don't know what you're saying.
Okay.
To direct that to Ion.
Well, okay. Then answer this question, boss. What is 1 divided by 1?
I don't know. What is that? 0? I don't know. Is it 1? I don't remember.
It's 1.
1 or 0?
1.
1 times 1 is 1, and 1 divided by 1 is 1.
Okay.
Boy, you went right up there with Ma and Pa Kettle there, boss. You got it answered. Good for you. All solved.
Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't matter. So what do you guys think of that? LaRouche is wrong. He says we need more people to do all the work that's coming if we allowed ourselves to have new technologies. Now, there's a lot of arguments against that. And I am saying we have fucked humanity because we've got so many people here. They're all expendable. That's why they're going to have a mass die-off. We don't need this many people. Isn't that what Ion's saying, Alyssa?
Yeah.
Who doesn't need that many people?
Yeah, who doesn't need all these people, Ion? Yeah, who are you saying is disadvantaged by all this devolution?
Henry VIII didn't need that many people to run his court.
Yeah,
you know,
so what? But who wanted to have his puny court? He didn't even have a car. He had nothing. We don't want to be his court.
He didn't need a car.
Oh, yeah, he was teleporting all over the place. Yes, he was in many worlds. So what? We want to aspire to be like him or just remember him as someone who
did
it?
It doesn't. You don't need billions of people to run a kingdom. Everybody's going to have, the ones that are sinned will have their own kingdom. And as long as there's somebody to bring a pig for you to lay your feet on, that's all you need.
I don't want a fucking pig. Let's get this on the record. I never put in my feet a pig. I don't want one.
That's what you do. You're the boss. You're the dark soul. You're getting a goddamn pig every day. Whether you do it or not, it's going to be a nice thing.
Oh, I'll kill the fucker who comes in with a fucking pig.
Well, that's fine. You can do that, and that'll prove there's 144, that you'll be able to lay out the 144,000 strands after 144,000 days.
No, I won't. I won't know how to do that.
You'll be able to prove that there were indeed 144,000 double helix strands that were.
No, I don't see how they connect. I kill a guy, bring you the pig, and that proves there's 144. That doesn't prove anything.
No, that proves, connected that to proves there's one. That proves there's one.
Well, anyways, who gives a fuck what you're saying? Because it's not connecting. But we bring in Bert. So, Bert, are you on my side? Are you on Scott's side? Are you going to claim you're on another side, fucking Bert? What are you going to say, Bert?
I got stuck a while ago. I was with you, Bob, when I heard Ion say that the number of people that are going to die represent the 144 double helix strands. Is that what? Did I hear that correctly? And then you were asking.
Yeah, that's the one we don't understand.
Ion, explain that. Right. I don't understand what Ion has said after that. So I'm lost.
Yeah.
Because I didn't.
Well, we don't even get what that sentence means.
Bert.
Yeah.
Humans require a reason. If science can't prove it, it can't be. All right? So in that process, this is the antiphonal side of the process of ascension. Little men can't accept that they can have 144,000 strands. So first you have to prove that there's 144,000 strands at all.
Right.
And before there were 144,000 people on the earth, you'd have a hard time with the argument. Which is what the original books of Moses did in the genealogy of who begat whom as it went.
Alyssa, you're fucking
falling.
Your typing is in the way. So Bert, he doesn't need to go on. We don't know what the fuck he's saying. It does not follow what he's saying unless you suspend something, logic or connecting. I just need to go on. We didn't follow. I say, Bert, I'll claim that you didn't follow what he just said the last 30 seconds.
Yeah, I follow, but I don't hear the words that match. But what Ian's laying out is that the representation of so many people on the planet represents that it's possible to have 144,000 strands. Is that what you're saying, Ian?
Yep.
Well, okay, let's figure out what that means, Bert. I don't see how the millions of people on the planet represents that humans can have a lot of double helix strands. Why? What's the connection?
Because Ian said at the beginning that at first there weren't 144,000 people on the planet. And now that there are more, it shows us the potential. Now, the words for him to confirm that, that's what I saw when they laid out those words, Bob. That the first thing that Ian said, that there weren't 144,000 people on the planet, and now there are. So that's why the amount of people that are on the planet now represent 144,000. That's what you said, Ian, right? That's what you meant.
No. Hey, Bert, I don't care. That's not what he's saying. He's saying you cannot have 140, you can't have 20 people unless there are 20 double helix strands. He's saying you need a double helix strand to have a human. So if you've got a lot of humans, that means there are originally a whole bunch of double helix strands. Where are they? In the apple? I don't know. But isn't that what he's saying? He's saying you can't have any
human. It's the potential. The potential.
Aren't there 144,000 double helix strands in every cell?
Yes, this representation is for one perfect cell, the one perfect lamb, the lamb's blood that was slain, destroyed, the orange that was eaten by the monkey that got shit and made a monk another orange tree. Yes.
Yeah, we went off the rails again.
So there's just one cell.
Mm. Yeah. And then when you have one perfect cell, then your body takes over. Then the autonomic position takes over.
The monkey thing, Bob, is that hundredth monkey theory.
Yeah. Yeah. He wants to make this be about LaRouche, then so shall it be.
I'm not trying to make it be about LaRouche. I'm trying to figure out what you're saying. And I got one person here who admits it doesn't make sense what you're saying.
Well, so here's what I don't understand. There's one, as soon as there's one cell in my body that's a perfect cell, then I'm ascended. But is everybody else ascended too? Because there's one perfect cell in one body, which makes that body ascend.
All we have to make, listen, all we have to give you is the opportunity to ascend. You choose to ascend, and we've told you how. If you can stand it, it's getting harder and harder and harder to listen to Bob, but past that, that makes it, I guess it amps it up. It amps it up to where you really got to want to ascend if you're going to listen to this bullshit for hour on hour.
Well, you're a fucking bullshit, too.
Well, we're good. You don't have to do what, you don't have to listen to us. They got to talk to you. They don't have to talk to us, Bob. They got to talk to you. They have to embrace their non-physical. They can lay in the mire of life and ascend. I guess it's all right. As long as they got some of this and some of that, and they don't let a monkey get in their asshole, they're good. That's good. That's all you got to do. And keep the monkey
out of
your
asshole.
Do
you think of the fact that Darwin's completely wrong, and there's nothing there, and the Christians are wrong, and whatever Ian's talking about is the facts, but we don't know what Ian's saying.
Ian, midstream.
Ian, is there another way you could describe it? Because I'm with Bob, and it's really, because I got lost. Okay, for example, I got lost in Genesis when you were outlining the branches and how the branches come to tree. And this, what you're laying out right now, for me, I'm standing in that same hole.
Yeah, okay. Here we go. Fine. Okay. The whole point is you've got it exactly in reverse. You're looking at it in reverse. And that's the reason we're being so obviously ridiculous on purpose, because it's in reverse. We could have the same argument with the chicken and the egg issue and counting the number of ovums. We've given the condition of what a human who's ascended looks like. Nobody has a problem with that. They say, oh, okay, 144,000. Yep, there's enough of that said somewhere. They'll buy that. Okay, that's fine. But now they go, how do I get it? And so, well, it's like the sands in the hourglass, or these are the days of our lives, or some position. All we're saying is that you're trying to prove ascension by descension. It's exactly in reverse. You have the one tree of life and the one tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Okay? Those trees are in paradise, and the deal was don't eat of the tree of knowledge that rots your mind. And the dark soul laughing right there on this line, right here, right now, said, oh, yeah, go on, eat that apple. You got to know something. Then the LaRouche will save you.
Yeah, I
Thompson
did that.
Thompson won't hurt you.
I made you
Thompson won't hurt you. Thompson won't hurt you. No, Croker. Croker's your buddy. He'll love you. Here comes Slippy to you. And he'll get LaRouche to blame it on the queen. Don't worry about it. Oh, Marge.
That's the original conspiracy.
Marge will pour that communion wine, and you'll be so happy, and your belly will be so happy. And she'll just love you up. She'll put you in the coach house and love you up, because she pisons you on that sofa. So then that distraction makes the tiny note. The tiny note then pulls it all full circle to say, oh, so I was God. Yes. Oh, I did have 144,000 double strands. Yes. Oh, I did shorten, and here's the argument from Scopes, I did shorten my telomeres to the point that I became a monkey. And that monkey became me. And then I was the monkey that was monkeyed with. So I've been monkeying with the monkey. And then Bob says, we don't make any sense. He says, we don't make any sense. And they're sitting there telling us that you came from an amoeba in a slime pit somewhere and has evolved into this bullshit, nothing, societal, war-driven, death, dying, disease, disastrous economy that's going nowhere but the pits of fucking hell. And you got the head of God sitting here looking down and saying, oh, come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Bring yourself back to God. So back to God is only recognizing that there are 144,000 double helix strands. Well, when you get right down goddamn to it, you don't really know what a double helix strand is except for what somebody told you. So we can leave that out of the conversation and tandem. We can leave blood out of it. Y'all got blood, but you don't know what blood is. You don't know the difference between white blood cells and whole plasma. We can tell you some words, but it wouldn't mean, I don't make any sense. What do you mean? It's water. It's liquid. It's albumin. What's the bilirubin got to do? Thought we were talking about blood. What are you talking about? Another one of them rabbit holes. You can't know nothing. You can't find it. Come on, man. We're talking about
the reason I get to laugh, Bert, is that I ain't got a fucking mind. He can go on. It's entertaining on the surface, but I know we're not getting something that the mind can hold on to.
And the dark soul just laughs.
Yeah, I don't need a mind.
So Ion.
Okay.
So Ion.
So wait, we ain't through.
The point is, you have to have the representation. And in the Christian world, that's what Jesus, all three of the Jesuses were supposed to be. That you had power more than you know. Okay? Somebody should ask the question, hey, Ion, what's a God? What is a fucking God? Now, that's a good question. We told you what a
it's
God is.
It's quantitative easing. I say God's quantitative easing.
Okay. Quantitative easing makes all your problems go away. Quantitative easing makes somebody else do your bidding. Quantitative easing takes away all the pressures in your world. Quantitative easing takes this landscape and forms it into a terraformer that suits you. So, yeah, we probably would too, Bob.
That's called having an empire.
You can have this empire of dirt. Mm-hmm. An empire.
No, we're not talking about that kind of empire.
We are.
Why? Why you change the topic?
We didn't. That is the topic. That is the part. That is the part. This is heaven. Heaven on earth as it is in heaven. This earth is going back to heaven, and it'll be heaven in heaven, not earth in
heaven.
But
it's already heaven. You just said it's already heaven.
Well, but it's not home yet, Bob.
Why not?
It hasn't merged. Because you're
why not?
Saying that you're saying that there's no way that this can be. You're saying that you can't know nothing. You're saying that you
well,
can't.
Well, I'm just one person.
Say,
why would my opinion get the way?
You can't say there's 144,000. You said you can't find out nothing. You said you can't know nothing. You can't talk to nobody. You got to wait on Lyndon's goddamn
rooms. That's my chance, Solo. Wait. So
and
nobody's going to be beholden to what I say.
Bruce will chop your head off and watch you bleed and blame it on the fucking Queen of England. Just as straight as the day is long. But that's okay. That's okay. That's okay. If you keep going, we're going to start worshiping Reverend Chang. That'll serve you, won't it, Bob?
Well, it won't do nothing. It will not. I don't mind that. I don't have a mind. I don't have any vested interest in anything here.
Good. Then never mind. So all we're saying, Bert, to clean this up, is that...
Oh, he's coming after you, Bert. He stopped trying to address me. Now he's going to address you, Bert. Let's see how you do.
You are the problem. We were examining what the issue is.
I'm the fucking problem. I thought Carolyn was the problem.
This is the disdain. No. Carolyn just causes the problem. You're the problem. She just causes the problem. No.
Carolyn causes me. Okay.
She sends a legion of angels to come unearth it, bring it up out of the ground. That's it. Things have been dead for a very long time. So that's all right, Bert. What's happened? If they turn it around and they said, okay, you're God. You're created in the image of God. And you're being punished because you're a little man, and there's a war, and you got to, on your own, come back to God to prove the point that you are God. And you don't need a mind to do this, just like Bob says. And then there's specific issues of what a God is that you're not, but yet you're created in the image of God. So I can look into your eyes and I can see God. Okay? I can touch your meat sack body and I can feel the meat of a God. I just got to convince you.